A massive fire has destroyed an ancient Tibetan village known as Shangri-La. The historic village, also called Dukezong, has been renamed by Chinese authorities to attract tourists, and they'd succeeded. But now the village is mostly gone, consumed by a blaze over the weekend that lasted 10 hours and destroyed more than 200 houses. David Fundingsland leads educational tours for the group Wild China. He says Dukezong used to be a stop on the ancient Silk Road.
The town itself was an important stop on the Tea and Horse Caravan Road. So this was a caravan route where tea from the south part of Yunnan, southern China, was sent by a horse caravan into Tibet. And in exchange for the tea, they would give war horses, corals, and other valuable goods that they were getting from India and beyond. I mean, the majority of the old town, some of the old buildings probably go back 600 years. There's also a few of the old trader homes, so people who traded tea on the caravan routes, as well as many just other Tibetan homes and small temples.
This sounds like a really tragic loss of a historical place. What are you hearing from on the ground?
Well, so far, there hasn't been any official report about what the cause of the fire was. That still seems to be unknown. From what we know, the fire started around 1 a.m. in the morning, and I've heard as much as two-thirds of the old town was destroyed. There were some high winds. You know, this part of China in the winter is very dry, so and much of the homes have wood shingles on the roofs. Some of the homes and guest houses, they use wood stoves to heat in the winter, so that could very well be a cause, or just cooking stoves, etc. So they're very susceptible to fire.
Do you know if anyone's been displaced at this point?
They've relocated a number of people. As many as 2,000 people have been relocated, some to the new city in Shangri-La and others further south in a town called Lijiang.
I just want to ask you about this name or nickname of Shangri-La. Is this or was this an idyllic place?
Well, the area, how best to put this, the area has seen a lot of development in recent years, but at the same time, it's one of the most beautiful places in China. One of the most memorable experiences I had in the region was just south of Shangri-La. It's part of an old pilgrimage trail. It's only accessible by foot or by horseback, but you can hike up into the mountains, and it's quite beautiful. There's still nomadic herdsmen in the area. So during the summer months, they move out of the towns and herd their yak out in the woods and forests around Shangri-La.
Yeah, this does sound like a magical place and a real loss.
No, absolutely. And, you know, the area had already been coming under a lot of pressure for development. And so there was a lot of talk and discussion about, you know, preserving traditional values versus developing the economy versus protecting the culture. And I think this, you know, for some, may be a bit of a game changer because, you know, it's hard to see if people will come back once this town is rebuilt, if some of the Tibetans, the local people that had been living there for a while, if they'll move on to other areas away from the old town or if they'll return.
David Fundingsland leads educational tours at Wild China, a travel company based in Beijing. Thank you for speaking with us.
You're very welcome.